then you'd say, okay.
And then, okay, like, okay, you know, sleeping in the morning, you say, he's still sleeping, better go. You're talking to your son. Better go.
Why?
Well, now, like, if your husband's in the bed and he's still sleeping, say, on a Saturday morning, like, you want to sleep a little longer, it's time for him to get up, and your son is in the kitchen, you say, better go.
Wake your daddy.
Okay, like if there's some medicine, okay, say like if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside and he was supposed to, you know, have the medicine, you'd say, well, you'd ask, why haven't you? And then the patient might answer, say, well, I, what, yesterday? I, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then I will, what, later? About the medicine, I'll...
I'll take it later. Mm-hmm.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone.
Yeah.
You've got, like, this medicine. And say, like, if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside,
okay, like he, okay, like if your husband began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he, what, lot. You know, like if he was sweating out in the field, and then he finished, and then you were telling someone that your husband...
He sweated out loud?
Mm-hmm. What is a sore that can, you know, like, arise on your leg sometime? And it's like, you know, something that you also do to eggs. It's a sore that rises up. You know, like, what do you call that? And you can
a
boil.
Mm-hmm.
And then when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is what?
Corruption. He started work. By the time he finished, he would say he, like, he was sweating out the field. Then he finished. And you were telling something.
Okay, like if you get an infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than you, than it ought to be, you say, my hand...
What is a sore that
swollen
a rise on your leg sometimes, and it's like
and then if it's not infected, it probably
so
won't...
What do you call it?
In dealing with swollen, you like, if it's not infected, you say, it probably won't...
Get me into trouble?
And if or,
you know, like, dealing with swollen.
Right now.
Like, it probably won't...
Get any bigger?
What, like swell much?
Uh-huh.
Like, it probably won't swell much?
Yeah, but I did have one to do something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, when you get a blister,
yeah, like
a liquid that forms under the skin
hand,
is what?
Hand got bigger.
A blister.
You?
No, you know, the liquid that forms under the skin.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
like,
it's just hot water that runs out. I don't know what to call it.
Okay.
And then if it's not infected, it probably won't...
Okay, like something, you know, something happens when a bullet goes through your arm, you know, like what happens to your arm when you have a bullet go through it? You would say that is a bad...
Like, it probably
won't. Oh, yeah, like he was in Korea and he had a scar here. Okay, if he was in the Korean War and he got shot in the shoulder and there was a scar there and say your husband showed it to you and it was on him, you'd say, boy, that must have been a bad...
Shot?
Well, you know, like, okay, let me see. Somebody got shot or stabbed, and you'd say you got a doctor to look at the... At the what? You know, like, after you got stabbed or shot,
okay, like
then you got a doctor to look at the... Okay, what's a kind of skinless growth in a wound that gets to be burned out, or that has to be burned out?
And he had a scar here.
Do you know that?
And got shot at the
okay, like when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form on the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut or burned out with alum. It's what? You know, like what's that little granule stuff that you have to burn out? Do you know what that might be called? Have you heard of proud flesh? What is that?
That's proud flesh?
Yeah.
That's right.